Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have 3 consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves are home Sunday. Your chance to meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Major League Baseball, a few spring training games going on here of note. The Cubs playing 2 today, and their first one out in Goodyear was a loss to the Reds 6-2. That one just ended. Rob Zastrzyzny, he left the game after being hit by in the leg by a comebacker. RBIs in that one for Eloy Jimenez and Ian Happ. Later tonight, Jake Buchanan takes the mound. Almora, Baez, and Bryant batting 1-2-3. Montero behind the plate. First pitch is at 8:10 as they take on the Diamondbacks. The White Sox right now lead the Giants 7-5 in the 8th inning. Danny Hayes with a 3-run double in that one early. White Sox had a 4-run first. Tim Anderson a 2-run homer. Yoan Moncada an RBI. Derek Holland made his spring debut. He went 2, gave up 2 hits, walked 2, and struck out 1. Carson Falmer went 2. He struck out 4, but he gave up 2 earned runs on 3 hits. Also in Major League Baseball, Red Sox starter David Price is getting a second opinion on his elbow from Dr. James Andrews. In the NBA, the Bulls, they host Golden State tonight. Tip-off is at 7. The Bulls are the 7th seed in the East right now at 30-30, currently a game and a half ahead of Detroit. The Warriors are 50-10, the number 1 seed, of course, in the West. They have won 7 of their last 10, but they're coming off a road loss to Washington. Elsewhere, the Cavs officially signed Andrew Bogut. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they're off today. They host the Islanders tomorrow. Patrick Kane has been red hot lately, 10 points in his last 5 games, including a hat trick in last night's 4-1 win over Pittsburgh. And AHL, the Wolves, they host Cleveland on Saturday night. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score, and 670 The Score. Don't start. .com.
Thank you, Maddie. This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Tap for long inbound.
Harden with the catch. The finish.
About meeting the pressure head on. We talked about the importance of going out before that game and just laying it on the line for 40 minutes and finding a way. And, you know, with the way that game had to end, with that pass and that catch and that finish against a really good team, just made it even that much more special.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's what you're listening to, kinda. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein over the next three shows. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And watch 670thescore.com if your workday is finished and you're in your cars trying to figure out what you're going to eat tonight, but you want to hang out with us for the next hour. So we appreciate it. What have we been talking about, Lawrence, over the last 3 hours and 40 minutes, something like that?
Well, we started the show with Jason not enjoying folks messing with his debit card.
I'm sorry.
And people not accepting it. And then me saying, I don't like when they don't accept regular bills.
Not regular bills.
They are regular. They're money.
You're bringing $50 to the penny candy corner
That's
store.
That's not what I'm doing.
And asking for change.
That's not. I'm not You're going like, in and me, buying a stick of gum a $50 bill.
Give me 10 of those 10-cent cookies. Give me 100 of those Tootsies and 2 pairs of socks. And can you break this 100?
Legal tender for all debts, public and private. Don't tread on me.
What else we got? What else we do today?
We spent a little time talking about college basketball. We'll get back to that in a second. We talk with Anthony Slater, who covers the Warriors as the Bulls and the Warriors get ready for a game. Someone actually texted us and said, hey, do you guys think the Bulls can win tonight? I got a feeling I want to play them on the money line.
Hey, man, anything's possible. Depends on when Golden State got in. They don't have a lot. Well, I was going to say they don't have a lot of partiers, but one of our favorites and one of Chris Tannehill's favorites is a guy who's shown you that he can tip back a few, especially after a championship celebration.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, well, come on. Your man, Draymond.
Well, he's not the only one.
Yeah. I mean,
Clay's been known to hang out.
You know, way too much money for him to be drinking the beer that he's drinking post-game.
Some guys, you know.
I understand. Your tastes don't change. Matt Bowen still drinks Natty Lights, right?
And he will kill you if you say you want anything else.
Hey, Bush.
Bush Lights. I apologize.
The Bush man.
Yeah, aren't we all when it comes down to it? No, but I guess we're not all. Because if that's the case, it wouldn't change like late 90s the way it did.
I was interviewing Clay for USA Basketball in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking. He's like, hey, he's like, I really want to answer your question. I'm just so tired. Like, do you have a Red Bull? And I'm like, no, I don't have a Red Bull.
Oh.
And he's like, hold on. And he like talked to one of the guys. Like, can you like get me a coffee or a Red Bull? And then like we talked and it was great. It was great. Like we ended up having a great conversation about shooting. But Clay is a man that enjoys things.
He's had number one pick money his whole life. You know, we went out there, was it Pullman, Washington State? Is that Pullman?
Yeah.
Yeah, went out there to Pullman, you know, off in the basketball
hinterlands. That's right.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want to do. And then, you know, he's enjoyed his youth, as I should say. Steph Curry, not so much. But it depends. If you're trying to play the Golden State Warriors or the Bulls tonight, it depends. You know, playing regular season basketball games, not really my deal. Gambling at all really isn't my deal. Even though I did. Via Bovada.com, throw $50 on the Kansas Jayhawks at +700 to win it all.
Me and Shep were actually going over some odds. Shep, can you find those odds? Because there were some bets that I actually thought about making.
Props or
or odds on to win the national championship this year.
Because Oregon was high.
I think Butler was 66-1.
You think they got a chance?
I do.
That's you and your Big East bias, though.
I have some Big East bias. I actually think Villanova at 10-1 is a pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to repeat, though.
It is hard to repeat.
It's hard.
And
future
Butler,
Bull Jason Hart doing his thing.
They look.
Is it Jason Hart? Josh Hart.
Josh Hart.
I'm sorry. Jason Hart was the former Syracuse point guard.
I can tell you this, that the games where I saw Gar and Pax at were the DePaul games where you would expect to see Gar and Pax at.
Senior big college dudes.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Marquise Chris is dunking on everyone, and he went to a big college, but he wasn't a senior. Marquise Chris developing out there in the Valley of the Sun. What else did we get into? Talked a little Colin Kaepernick and how he will stop kneeling and how that has touched the sporting society. A lot of text messages, a lot of phone calls, a lot of heat on that. If you were on hold and you need a chance to jump in, feel free to dial us back up on that. And
big win for Northwestern last night and an incredible finish. Huge win for the University of Illinois last night. I mean, they had to have it, and they got it. Now they can get one more. They get the ruck. I think some people said three. Our buddy Brad Evans said three. I think it's two. I think they win against Rutgers and win one game in the Big Ten tournament. I think they're in.
And Illinois is in.
I think they're in.
Yeah, I thought a couple of weeks ago that they had freed me or rid me of the responsibility of watching them.
They battled back. Yeah, they won five out of the last six. And going into last night's game, they had only given up 70 points or more once in their last 10. So they play good defense. Malcolm Hill has been fantastic. Tracy Abrams came with some big shots last night. And they won an important game. Now go beat Rutgers. Go win a game in the Big Ten tournament. And you probably put yourself in a position to go to the NCAA tournament. Illinois State plays tomorrow, starting in the Arch Madness down in the Valley.
Rico Hill averaging 42 points a game.
Well, Paris Lee, I think, was what, player of the year down there.
It's not Rico Hill anymore.
And Dan Muller.
I know it's Rico Hill like 9 years ago, 10 years ago. Is Rico Hill still on the squad?
He is not. He is not on the Evan Eschmeyer plan. Settles plan.
That's the extent of my the Yogi Ferrell plan. That's the extent of my ISU Redbirds basketball knowledge is Rico Hill. Well, I know they got a terrific team this year.
Dan Muller, who's the coach, was on the 98 team, and this year's team was as good, if not better, than the 98 team. Ronji talks about that lovingly because that was his time when he was back in. But I'm actually going to St. Louis, Jay. I'm looking forward to it. As long as ISU wins tomorrow. I mean, I expect them to. I'm not going down there if they're not in it. Unless, like, you know, Loyola, like, upset somebody. But I'm probably still not going for that. but I do want to see what ISU does, because there are some people who think they're not in. Even with their incredible one-loss record in the Valley.
Is that conference going to get two teams in?
I think they will.
You better hope that nobody upsets anybody in that tournament.
Correct. That's why they can't lose tomorrow. I think as long as they make it to the final, I think they're good. If they make it to the final and lose to Wichita State again, I think they're probably all right. But you can't lose tomorrow. And I don't think you can lose on Saturday. But I think Coach Muller's done a great job down at ISU. They've really... They're an interesting team. They really, really are. So it was a good night for college basketball overall. Mm-hmm. I stayed here after the show because, you know, we had the Illini game, but the Northwestern game was on in studio, and it was close. So Joe and I were just hanging out in here watching to see how this game was going to end. And the Wildcats have not been good over the last seven or eight games. You know, they've dropped both those games to Illinois. They didn't play well, and now we're finding out that part of the reason they didn't play well is because Illinois played pretty good defense over the last 2 months. They've played good defense in Big Ten play, and they came up with some big shots. They came up with some good stops and some big rebounds at the end of the game. I also think it's funny to see Julia Louis-Dreyfus like in the stands like going crazy watching her son's team play. It was just a great atmosphere. I'm be really sad for Northwestern that off of what I think is a year where they're going to the NCAA tournament, they now have to pack up and go to Rosemont next year and play their games. And no diss to the Allstate Arena. It's just a different
feel.
It's a different vibe than something that's on campus and can be loud. And down in Champaign, they had a sellout crowd
last night
for senior night, and it turned out really well. So it's fun that ordinarily right now, we're lamenting the fact that no area teams are getting into the NCAA tournament. That's usually what's yeah. going on. Like,
and talking about the area players who are playing, you know, a Kansas.
A Fred or Van Vliet is helping Wichita State.
Jacob Pullman or something like that. Jacob Pullman.
It's nice to have teams that are area affiliated down there.
See, now this is the larger question. Do you think, with this being the city that it is and the pro town that it is, that college basketball will ever get back to what it was in the 80s?
No.
Why? I'm with you, by the way, but why?
I just think that there's so much. The fan bases are so spread out because everyone here is something else. You know, everyone here has their team and maybe a secondary team, but I just don't think that there's enough mental space for it.
You know what's needed? Because I've been turned on because of association since I've come back home with you know, friends of friends. I've been turned on to what kind of fever pitch has been struck with Chicago Public League basketball and Chicago Public League high school basketball. The parents and the family members, like never before. And I feel like those people can't wait to go do the next thing with the kids that they are watching. But the kids that they are watching end up going somewhere else.
Yeah.
For instance, I got a buddy. I told you about you met my buddy Iran before.
Yeah.
He's got a friend, my man Norm, whose cousin is Kezo Brown at Simeon. And Kezo Brown in the Chicago Public League Championship game had a terrific game. 27 points. Like, the kid is on the radar for a lot of schools. I believe he's a junior right now, so next year will be his time to shine. And not just because of him, but, you know, other affiliations and people that I know in the city. Like, there's an underground kind of like, man, did you see that Kenwood game or did you see the Whitney Young game? And these are the things that people are talking about as if they were professional sports. Now, maybe they're too close to it, but I think those people are willing to transition to something locally if that kid goes to DePaul or if that kid wants to go to Northwestern or if that kid wants to go to Illinois because they know he'll come back to the UC and the joint will be full. Not just if the kid goes to Duke or if the kid goes to Wisconsin or Marquette or something like that. I think that fire is there. It's just a lot of those kids, not one or two, a lot of those kids are going to have to start going to those schools. And it's about if those schools want those kids.
One of the things that I think can help with that is DePaul's new stadium, because I think that there's a better platform, because you know that there's going to be high school tournaments there. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a better platform for students to, because a lot of, as much as it didn't bother you or I, a lot of people weren't going to go to Chicago State.
Right.
To watch a public league semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll go to the South Loop. And they'll watch that, or, oh, there's a really great player that I need to go see. After dinner, I'll go by and go watch that player. So I think that it will help in that regard. I just think that everyone can do their own thing now, that they aren't kind of handcuffed to what we used to have because we didn't have a lot. Now, if I want to cleanse my sports palate, like if I don't want to think about Chicago sports, or if I don't want to think about DePaul because I'm, you know, a crazy DePaul fan, I'll watch soccer. You know, like I'll turn my week into, well, let me see how Arsenal is going to disappoint me this week, you know, or a Champions League match. I was watching yesterday.
My guy, Tottenham Spurs.
Tottenham Spurs, absolutely. I find myself doing that. And now that there's more options for people, I think it's more difficult. It would be great. It would be great if we saw UIC run in the Horizon League, which I don't think they're going to be able to because they lost Dixon earlier this year. Really good player, tore his knee against DePaul. Or if we saw Loyola end up in the Valley Final and found themselves in the NCAA tournament. Right. Or if DePaul got good. What I will say, Jay, as someone who calls DePaul games, it is nice. Like, after that Georgetown win, because I get a lot of grief, as I should, as someone who loves DePaul.
Right.
After that Georgetown win, I was surprised at how many people were like, man, that was fun. It is fun when DePaul is good. It's just been so long.
Right. You know? Too many dry spells.
Too many and too many misses. There are some good, like, to me, Billy Garrett's story is a great story. Mm-hmm.
Watch, and that's watch him at Morgan Park. I stumbled upon him going to check out Jabari play at the Chicago City Classic at UIC. Stumbled upon Billy Garrett. I'm like, oh, okay. I like this kid's game. He's like sophomore, junior, something like that. And, you know, he's had himself a nice career at DePaul.
I get mad at people who only think that the way that, well, DePaul can only get better if they get kids from the city, not realizing that they have two point guards, Billy Garrett Jr. and Devin Gage, both CPS products, one from Morgan Park, one from Curie, that both have state championships. They have some of those dudes on the team. I don't care where they come from. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I just want them, when the collection is put together, I want them to be able to win. But to get back to your question, I just think that there's so much that we can digest now that it doesn't leave as much space for college basketball as it used to. That used to be a nice void filler for a lot of us after football season was over, before baseball gets started.
Before the playoffs and the NBA.
Right. It's a good void filler for us. And there hasn't been anything to fill that. And other people have, instead of waiting for it to come back, people have just gone and done other stuff. Like, okay, I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go worry about something else.
See, I wonder what big cities across the nation who have had similar droughts, how they've dealt with it. You can't really do that with UCLA because every 5 or 6 years, UCLA has a great player
or a
big name head coach. But if you look at a program like St. John's in New York, where St. John's basketball, my dad first came to this country. I mean, St. John's and Seton Hall, those some of those East Coast schools were the nuts, man. Like those that you went to watch Mark Jackson play, or you went to watch Bill Whittington play and Chris Mullin and those dudes. And I remember Felipe Lopez was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a freshman.
He got honored at the game that we played. DePaul played Saint, they brought him out there, and I was just like, I remember when he was LeBron before LeBron. I remember him being the high schooler on SI.
Yeah, man.
I also think that I don't know if there's a coaching tandem that would win a 2-on-2 right now away from Chris Mullin and Mitch Richmond. Mitch Richmond's on his staff.
Well,
Mitch will give you 20 right now.
Yeah.
He's in great shape.
Still in great shape.
Chris, not so much.
No, Mitch. Chris looks a little worn.
He looks a little coachy.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like a guy that's
late
been
nights watching tape.
Mm-hmm,
eating poorly.
Eating pizza, drinking beer. That sort of thing.
He looks a little radio hosty, if that's the case.
Well, that's also fair.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. Let's go out to Antioch. James wants to jump in. What's up, James?
Evening, fellas. Before I get to my point, Loho, I just want to say I was listening last night, and I'm glad to hear. Congratulations on the new contract.
Thank you. It's very much appreciated.
You're welcome. But, Jay, back to your question from earlier, talking about whether or not fans will root for Colin Kaepernick if he gets signed. That's irrelevant.
I didn't ask that. I didn't ask that. I said the same people who are saying that he, you know, that they're okay. Or they think that he's doing this because he wants to get signed. It's not about fans in this situation, because those fans will never forget what he did.
But it's still irrelevant. The whole reason he's doing it is in hopes of getting another contract. What the fans think or do is completely irrelevant to what the purpose of his actions are. That's what people
You think he stopped kneeling to get another contract?
I think he
opted out of his
contract. His agent, and his agent probably told him, look, it's going to make it a heck of a lot easier to get another contract if you say the right thing.
But why would it be easier? Those people understand his history. They witnessed it last year. And those people, I'm talking about those people being owners and GMs that are getting ready to negotiate with him.
I'm not saying it's going to be. I'm saying I think that they're trying to create the perception. I'm not saying they're going to be successful. I'm telling you that is what I think their mindset is. I'm not saying that's what the owner's mindset's going to be or the fans' mindset's going to be. I'm saying that's their intention.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I think that at any point, if he were to stop kneeling, say he gets signed and he continues to kneel, and then the year after that he stops kneeling, people will have brought up the same things of why now? You know, nothing will be enough when you start something like that. And I think that he started a conversation, and he is an extremely flawed individual, and it's up to us to continue that conversation and not get caught up in the, you know, the diversions in this situation. That's my two cents on it. Appreciate the call, James. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You want to take another phone call, or should we take a quick break? Take a quick time out? All right, we're going to take a break. He is Lawrence Holmes. He's in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball expert Bruce Levine is live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
Madden's theory is that when hitters are up there, they're confident and they take a lot of pitches, and that's the Cubs' way. White Sox fans will fall in love with the idea of young guys with a lot of talent honing those skills at the major league level.
Bruce Levine, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Colin Kaepernick has seen a change, or so he says. Cap is a free agent, and next year, it's been reported today that he will stand for the national anthem in whatever city he calls home. That's because Kaepernick has said the amount of national discussion on social inequity, as well as the support from other athletes nationwide, including NFL and NBA players, affirmed the message he was trying to deliver. That sounds really good, but why announce it now when you just opted out of your last year of your deal with the San Francisco 49ers? Because you want as many teams as possible to feel as good as possible about you being a member of their organization. What Kaepernick is doing is the equivalent of a college kid deleting all of their drinking pictures on Facebook right before they go in for an interview. It's smart and it's savvy. It's probably the right thing to do, but it's disingenuous to tell us it's because social change has come and you're okay with it. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
I got a White Sox hat.
Check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, where you can get those beautiful White Sox hats and also Cubs hats and Blackhawks hats and all other kinds of beautiful hats. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
High efficiency, high performance, high tech. The next generation of appliances at the Home Depot is everything except high-priced. Right now, save 10% on top brands like Samsung, Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana. They're loaded with features that make them smarter, more efficient, and easier to use. And we're making them easier to afford. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So upgrade today and save 10%, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last, valid through March 8th.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Old Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert.
Everything could ever be
This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London. Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves are home Sunday. Meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Major League Baseball spring training. Cubs playing two today. They lose the first one out in Goodyear to the Reds 6-2. Rob Zastrzyzny, he left the game after being hit in the leg by a comebacker. RBIs in that one for Eloy Jimenez and Ian Happ. Later tonight, Jake Buchanan takes the mound. Almora, Baez, and Bryant batting 1-2-3. Montero behind the plate. First pitch at 8:10. They take on the Diamondbacks. The White Sox leading the Giants 8-5 in the ninth. Pretty sloppy game here. Eight total errors. Danny Hayes with a three-run double. Tim Anderson, a two-run homer. Yoan Moncada with an RBI in that one. Derek Holland, he started, made his spring debut. He went two, gave up two hits, walked two, and struck out one. Carson Falmer came in after. He went two and struck out four, but gave up two earned runs on three hits. Also in baseball, Red Sox starter David Price is getting a second opinion on his elbow from Dr. James Andrews. NBA tonight, the Bulls host, they host Golden State. Tip-off is at 7. Paul Zipser, he's all good to go. The Bulls are 30-30. They hold the 7th spot in the East, a game and a half ahead of Detroit. The Warriors are 50-10. They've won 7 of their last 10, but they're coming in to Chicago off a road loss to the Wizards. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Cavs officially signed Andrew Bogut. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they're off today. They host the Islanders tomorrow. Patrick Kane, red hot lately, 10 points in his last 5 games, including a hat trick in last night's 4-1 win over Pittsburgh. AHL, the Wolves host Cleveland on Saturday night. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit roseandhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. You can book same day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to the personal care you need. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Oh,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right, Lawrence, we do this every single night, try to figure out what the hell we're going to be watching this evening. I'm down for Bulls-Warriors.
Me too.
Bulls been playing some decent basketball as of late, you know, last game excluded. And the Warriors are without Kevin Durant. First game all season long. We'll try to see what they look like, if they can easily get back to last year's form. So I'll be checking out Bulls and Warriors. What about you?
That's on my mind as well. I'm definitely going to watch what's happening with Bulls Warriors. That's kind of my whole sports night tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thunder Blazers right after. You get Damian Lillard and Russ Westbrook.
I watched a little bit of it, but the Blazers have been underwhelming to me. I'm probably going to spend a lot of time watching, kind of flipping back and forth between CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News.
Yeah.
Fox News has made some really interesting choices lately, and just from a broadcasting standpoint, like where they've obviously recorded like the Hannity show, and there's been news that's broken, and they haven't come out of it, and I don't think that's a good thing, but whatever.
They don't recognize it. I watch a lot more Fox News than people would believe. I actually had somebody, you know, try to test me. They're like, Goff, you don't watch Fox News at all. Like, yeah, my lady. You know, points out the fact that I watch, you know, a bunch of different networks quite often. But yeah, I
like to jump around just to see
how people are covering things.
Yeah, like what other things can be added to the coverage. And then you kind of make up, you know, your own mind. You watch a little bit of everything and go, oh, well, this makes more sense than this. Or let's add this to this and see what ends up happening. But I'm sure with everything going on with Jeff Sessions today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, that I would like to hear and see some of the punditry that goes on and kind of what happens next. So I'm sure that'll be on my me flipping around on the couch tonight, along with catching up on the DVR. I would like to do, and it's on for a little bit in the future. Hearty congratulations to my man Ben Bradley, who was at Channel 7, now is at Channel 9. He and Lourdes Duarte are going to be doing a new newscast over there.
Nice.
Starting April 4th from 5 until 7, along with Mark Sapelsa and Micah Mater. So, Ben, I've known since we were 14 years old, and I'm super proud of him. And he made a really difficult decision to leave Channel 7. And it's funny because we were both going through the exact same thing at the same time. So it was cool to kind of lean on each other, which has been what's gone on since high school. So I'm really happy for him. And I'm happy for Lourdes, who I was Lourdes's RA at DePaul.
Oh, okay.
So seeing both really good people get something cool. And Mark Sapelsa, who's a P1, he listens all the time. Shout out to Mark's a good man. Mm-hmm. He's a real good man. He's a Marquette dude, I think, which kind of, you know, downgrades him in my mind.
No, I don't do that.
Shout out to Jen Latta. But I'm really happy for Ben and Lourdes, and I think it's going to be great, and everyone over at Channel 9. So that's not for tonight, but yeah, April, I'm definitely going to be checking my people out.
By the way, for the people who commented on Facebook and Instagram last night and also on Twitter, for me giving people the heads up on this very segment, on the time, the Khalif Broder story on Spike TV, who got a chance to see it. It's a 6-part series, and as I termed it, it's a look at the system through a very unforgiving lens. It's a messy, messy situation that happened with that young man. So if you got On Demand, you know, if you're an Xfinity customer like myself, you can just go to Spike TV On Demand, that thing, and watch it. It's about 57, 58 minutes. Harvey Weinstein and Jay-Z are the executive producers of it. It's terrific work in the first part of it last night, so I can't wait till it comes back on again. Our fellas on the other side of the glass, Shep, what do you got tonight?
I'll be here all night, so I will be
that's
on.
Right. He'll be on here
until 10.
Shep is on. There it is.
So yeah. So forget television. Throw those things out tonight.
Come
go back
through.
To the old school. Yeah. Do the radio thing.
Yeah. All right.
Keep it here. It'll be me until 7, and then Anthony Heron will join me from there.
If you haven't heard Anthony Heron, I had the chance to work with Anthony over at 120 Sports. He is terrific, and you're talking about football breakdown. A guy that's seen a lot of these players that are at the combine. You can pick his brain for hours about what's going on around college football, the NFL. You will not be disappointed. Trust.
And Tanny, what do you got tonight?
Well, after the Bulls TNT Thursday streak comes to an end, after they throw dirt on that coffin.
16 in a row? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I think we're at 16,
like
17 in a row.
83.
Something like that.
It's not 83.
After that, I'll be clicking over to CNN 9 o'clock for part 4 of the CNN History of Comedy.
It's really good.
It's so good. I don't know why I'm like surprised by that, but you know, it's been so good so far. They covered the goats of stand-up comedy in the first one, then the women,
ladies, yeah.
And And then sitcoms, which was really good. But now they're going to dig a little deeper tonight and talk about the emotions and some of the darker side of stand-up comedy. So they're really like they
the
still
Kramer
got,
incident. Apparently.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got four or five left. So I don't, you know, that's they're starting to get deep now. So I'm looking forward to it.
When is Schumer's be documented in that?
I mean, any of them really? Yeah. They all have got their demons. Yeah.
Of course,
Schumer's new special is out soon.
Chuck or Amy?
Amy. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll see Chuck on TV tonight. I'm sure that's happening tonight.
Yeah. They're family, right?
Yeah, yes. That's her uncle. And she said that her new one is she's doing an all leather show. She said because every comedian
has done the leather outfit
she
show.
Said, has done an all leather outfit that they regret. So she's going to do one
away.
Too.
I'm going to stay away. I'm going to stay away.
And shout out to the people who hit me back for Neil Brennan's Three Mics.
Oh, yeah.
If you checked out Three Mics by Neil Brennan, it's super, super good.
Okay.
On Netflix.
That's it. That's it's on for tonight. Before we go to break here, I want to take this call and also ask you a really quick question. More believable, Wilt Chamberlain, 55 years ago today, 100 points. More believable, 100 points in a game or what Wilt did on the side is 20,000.
They're both pretty believable to me.
did Shep do the math?
He did the math.
Shep.
If you do it 9 a day, you can take a couple days off.
A crack statistician. Oh, an oldie but a goodie right there.
That one needs to be played more.
Our research guru, Shep, can't wait to like throw numbers in the old calculator and get
things. Well, if it's, I thought it was 10,000. It's supposed to be 20,000.
20,000,
right?
Yeah.
And you break it down. And if it's over his 14-year career...
Well, it's probably before that, though, right?
Well, I mean, then you're just taking...
I don't think he jumped in the NBA and was like, hey,
I agree.
What do you think of this?
But if
you
that's
add
the case,
inflation, it's more now.
Right, exactly.
The average just keeps going down then if you add more years. It becomes more and more believable. I believe he did that 100 times before I believe he scored 100 points in a basketball game.
Really?
Yes.
With the people he was playing against.
Do you realize that he had a season where he averaged 50 and 28?
I get 100. And he had, what, 78 or something was his next highest?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not to say that they didn't go out of their way to get him to
100. 50 points a game.
Shep's a Wilt truther.
Yeah, I'm a Wilt truther.
Just because he held up a sign doesn't mean it happened.
The conspiracy.
Right, someone handed him a sign. They're like, you scored 100 points, even though he actually scored like 87.
And it was a
83.
Almost did the 83.
It was a crazy snowstorm that night, too, so there
weren't there were no
the
New
barn.
York riders there. What's that
and
tell
the other
you?
Team didn't show up, apparently.
Right.
So Shep is a Wilt truther. Wow.
How about the year that...
Yeah, also born in Kenya, by the way.
That Wilt averaged 50 and 28.
Won the Chicago Marathon.
Wow. You're a bad guy.
Let's go.
The year that Wilt averages 50 and 28 is the same year that Oscar Robertson averages a triple-double. Neither one of them won the MVP that year.
Who did? Bill Russell?
Bill Russell.
Derrick Rose.
Wow. What is wrong with you today? What is wrong with you?
Deserved it just as much that year as he did the year he won it.
Wow.
I agree with him on that one. Let's go out to Beverly really quickly before we wrap this puppy up. Jay, what's up?
What's up, brothers? I'm just saying, man, I'm kind of happy that Kaepernick doing what he's doing. You know, of course, everybody's got to be upset because he can't change his mind and tell you why he changed his mind, and that be the truth. You know, it's always got to be something else. Also, I'm not too upset, and I a little disagree with you on the Bill Clinton thing, because if you remember, Danny Davis, Bobby Rush, Triple J, John Lewis, we had Carol Moseley Braun as senator that helped put that thing through. We drunk that Kool-Aid, so I can't be all upset about Clinton on
no,
that.
No, I understand. No, definitely. That's why that was my point as well, that just because you are a Democrat don't mean that you did right by people of color all these years. That was kind of the point.
Absolutely. Hey, we good.
All right, Jay. I appreciate it. I'm good in Beverly. Then that's all I need.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all I need.
There's a 5K in Beverly that I was told I should run.
Does it end in Mount Greenwood? Or?
No, I don't think so. I think it ends closer to Ashland, which is probably a good idea for me.
To make sure you know where it is.
Hey, you know what? There are a lot of people. Every year, the Englewood 5K, like that's I always miss it. And I think I want to run it this year. I got to see if I'm. I don't think I'm. Last 2 weeks ago, I was ready. I was ready for the Shamrock Shuffle, and now I'm not ready anymore, Jay.
My replies are so ready for the podcast. I cannot wait till we start this thing so I can just. Fire off exactly what I want to say.
I really do think it's a good idea. Like
if
we did a podcast twice a
month,
to augment the stuff that goes on air. I think it could be a lot of fun.
Like, did they just throw you a vest instead of cups of water when you run the Inglewood 5K?
You're not going to be welcome
back. I am, though. I am. I know the mayor of Inglewood over there. My guy, Jason Cameron. Yeah, J-Cam. He tells me he's the mayor of Inglewood. He can give me whatever I need in Inglewood. So I'm tight. Craig Miller. I know the police in Inglewood.
That's
we
true.
We good money over
we,
there.
We good with Craig.
Yeah, kidding me?
Craig will walk us through.
I'll be over there to walk through y'all Whole Foods anytime. Now what?
It's crowded up
right.
There.
Right. I'm Millie Rock on any block, damn it. He's Lawrence Holmes.
This
Jason
show
Goff.
Has really changed yeah. since yesterday.
You're damn right it has. It's a new sheriff in town. His name is Reggie Hammond. You listen to 670 The Score.
Mully.
And Hanley here.
So you say you're a Chicago sports fan.
Well, we're your guys in the morning, live at 5.
The biggest stories from your favorite teams.
Cubs, Sox, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, we've got it all.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
An official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
That was a great read last time without him. It's actually the best one we've had. You want to do it, Jay? Come on.
No. This is come get on. Your money, man. I was just messing
around. Oh, I'm going to get it. Come on. You can still. Oh, you'll get it too, Jay.
All right. Do the mattress read.
Come on over. Use my mattress with me. No? Hello? All right. I'm Matt Abaticola. He's Jason Goff. He's a very handsome man. He's also fun to sleep with. If you're looking for a brand new mattress, then you need to go see my friends over at Mattress Firm during their semi-annual sale. Store-wide savings up to $500 on some of their top brands. Plus, you can get a Sealy mattress queen set for as low as $299.99. For a limited time, you purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Serta Smart React, and Stearns & Foster's mattress sets and get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash, good towards free gifts like a free luxury pillow, free mattress protector, or free mattress frame. But here's the beauty of it. Right now, the semi-annual sale, you can sleep interest-free till 2021. So maybe there was a mattress that you saw, you liked, you loved it, the adjustable base, which is amazing, and you thought, it's just out of my price budget. Well, with that interest-free financing till 2021, it might very well be in your budget right now. So get in the Mattress Firm and let the sleep experts help you out. See, they have a very simple process. It's color-coded. It's very easy. They'll make you lay down on some mattresses. They'll ask you some questions. How do you sleep? How does your partner sleep? Do you like this mattress? Do you want a little more firm? Do you want more soft? Do you want a pillow top? All these different things. See, they don't push you into a mattress that they want to sell you. They walk you through their process to help you find a mattress that best fits your sleep style. And the beauty of it is, great delivery. They give you a delivery window. If they're not there in that window, it's free. They also will not be undersold. If you can find the similar mattress set for the same or low price, you bring that in and they'll beat it by 10% or it's free, even up to 100 days after purchase. And while you're there, ask them about their sleep happy guarantee. You're going to love it. Go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest you, and get in there during the semi-annual sale. Get yourself a brand new mattress and start sleeping better every night. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Vitas.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Russell Wilson looked like an all-pro.
That's why you never get on that man's bad side, because Chris Tannehill is one of the worst.
I don't know what I did to him, but apparently something just set him off.
It's your day today. I told you earlier, we spun the wheel and it landed on you, and you've been taking a few shots today. That voice, ladies and gentlemen, is the one, the only, Nick Shepkowski, who will be riding on Lawrence Holmes' show for... You got a full boat tonight?
Full boat, sure. Oh. An honorary full boat.
Nice. There it is. So, what do you got for us tonight?
I did the math.
Shooter.
If Will All right. Chamberlain...
We got a full boat.
Just going to play that for 4 hours.
All night.
It's actually all night. It's going to be is all just night. That. I did the math.
Okay.
And if Wilt Chamberlain really did have sex with 20,000 females,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying in his 14-year career, mm-hmm. I'll take it a step further instead of his whole life, that would mean 1,428 per year in his 14-year career. That breaks down to 3.91 per day, so roughly four a day. You don't think that's possible for an NBA career for him? A guy that's supposedly putting up 100 points a night that you guys buy into for some reason?
During the season. That's the
also
off season.
All the offseason as well.
I mean, that's...
And like
that's
I said,
times that you're sick and then got a cold. I mean, like, think about how many days
for
we
the
just...
Flu.
Wow. You are an interesting man, Shepkowski.
Think about the days where you just don't feel like...
But think of the days you feel fantastic and you're Wilt Chamberlain. And you're like, I'm 7 damn feet tall, and I'm the best thing that basketball
well,
has
that's
ever
true.
Seen.
We are talking about 7 feet long. We're talking about an athlete,
like
consumption and
sure.
voracious appetite Absolutely. For
and
things.
And plus, you're probably I
can't
how
believe
many
we're
times,
talking about this
four times at once, probably yeah. often for him as well. If we're being honest
well,
about all,
the, we the, go from Russell Wilson to future
the quintuple
at the same damn time.
So I think the math works out on it. Maybe I'm ridiculous. I know people always say, oh, there's no way that he got anywhere near that.
It's also the
I think he's closer to getting to that than he was to getting 100 points at night.
It's also the question that you never, never really want to ask your significant other to.
20,000.
How many?
Oh.
No, if you slept with Will Chamberlain. No, no, exactly. No, yeah.
If Will
yeah.
Chamberlain is my daddy.
Right, right. How many?
Well, I'm 7 foot and
hey, kidding me?
Wasn't there a story
Kardashian
about that last
loves,
year?
Loves basketball. Huh?
Oh. Well, her dad might be getting out of jail soon.
Wait, he's getting out?
Yeah, he's got a really good chance.
He's not getting out.
Yes, he's got a really
How
good chance.
How is he going to get out?
The Sports
because it's
Illustrated
a civil case
legal
he's,
guys, he's, his he's first his arrest time. Wasn't until he was 46.
Yeah, he's done his time.
Okay.
Guess what?
We're talking about OJ, by the way.
Oh.
We're talking about OJ.
I didn't
no, not you.
Shep.
Okay. Not you. But
you do realize in the criminal trial, he was not found guilty.
Yeah.
I understand that, but they charged him like... three times as much because of...
Right. Yeah. And now he's at a third of that sentence
he
now.
He served it.
Yeah. yeah. I
without
just,
any problems.
OJ is going to be...
The juice is going to be loose.
70 when he gets out.
Yeah.
So he can run for president.
Yeah, well, he's a convicted felon.
Oh, yeah. He can't run issue. For Yeah, he can't.
Like,
can.
He'll still be a senator can't then? Vote. He run for like a Senate seat in California?
Might as well.
Or no, he moved to Florida, didn't he?
You could still be mayor, right? Because Marion Barry was on some felony drug charges.
This is true.
Could be this governor of this state.
This is the movement for this show.
That OJ is
putting
now
OJ in political
OJ
office.
In office.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
He'll slash your taxes for you.
S.I. did a whole...
And the Oscar goes to OJ Made in America. Ezra Edelman and Caroline Waterloo.
Oh, what, now I'm not supposed to make an OJ joke? OJ, you get an extra slice of bologna on your sandwich tonight.
Hey, baby, careful. OJ gonna be out. See all you mother. I'm just saying. Hey, it's like Marvin. People talk that Marvin Harrison stuff. Mess around and go to the Super Bowl parties and Marvin show up. OJ coming back for all them OJ jokes.
Shut it down.
Sure, he's got a list and he's been checking it twice.
And I noticed Jimmy didn't
give a damn if you're naughty or nice.
You notice this list? I know it's not gonna last.
The Black Santa of Death is coming for your ass.
I noticed Jimmy didn't have time for Gary from Chicago once he found out what the deal was.
It's not funny, Chris. It really isn't funny, Chris. Well, really, it is funny. It is.
The OJ stuff's funny. Isn't that kind of funny?
No.
Yeah, neither of them are probably funny.
Nah. I had to change that avatar up real quick. People were like, I didn't even play games with it. People were like, oh, yeah, you got a new avatar. Yes, I did. I will not have Gary from Chicago representing me in a humorous way anymore. All right, Nick Shepkowski is coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
The Black Kim Bones.
Oh, dude. He is, yeah.
This is orange. It's not bright red. Mitch is the...
No, I'm talking about Gary being the Black Ken Bone.
This is the Ken Bone shirt, by the way.
I thought you were going to make a Ken Bone Mitch joke. And,
Mitch looks... He resembles a Ken Bone in attire.
Well, this would be Nick Shepkowski's last show.
He dresses like him is what I meant.
At the score. Yeah,
the grand finale of Nick's career tonight. He'll be filling in for Lawrence. Lawrence, thank you as always, man.
Thank you, Jay. I'm looking forward to the next couple of days. You're going to have a good damn time. Thank you so much for checking us out and watching us on Facebook and on watch670thescore.com. We appreciate it. Shout out to American Needle. I'm keeping this cap. It's nice on my stuff. Instagram. If you haven't seen it, it's dope. It's a dope White Sox cap, and White Sox tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
All right. Thank you to Anthony Slater. Thank you to Greg Gabriel. Thank you to our video streaming coordinator, Brian Gertsch.
Matt Barkley finished the season our starting quarterback, and he was not in the offseason and wasn't even in training camp. We'd like to probably not do that again.
That doesn't sound right. It sounds as if we are doctoring the tape, and John Fox really does want Matt Barkley back. Our executive producer, who's coming up next, Nick Shepkowski.
And all the sex I've been getting... Yeah, my body needs some time off.
Old Wilt Shepkowski over here. And our audio overlord, our sound architect, the man who is responsible for bringing that sweet, sweet, sweet talk through these speakers, Chris Tannehill.
Panda, 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 panda.
Lord have mercy. All right, we'll do this again tomorrow. Be here. For Lawrence Holmes, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
High efficiency, high performance, high tech. The next generation of appliances at the Home Depot is everything except high priced. Right now, save 10% on top brands like Samsung, Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana. They're loaded with features that make them smarter, more efficient, and easier to use. And we're making them easier to afford. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So upgrade today and save 10%, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last, valid through March 8th.
This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born. Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records boss like Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997. This week in music history. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour,
the U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in